Come to worship July the 11th. We're going to sing, Oh Happy Day That Fixed My Choice on You, My Saviour and My God. We come to you in prayer, O God. We love you. Help us that we might love you more and more. We thank you for sending Jesus into this world. And we thank you for the delight that we have when we come to know Jesus and accept him as our Saviour and as our Lord. You are indeed a wonderful God. We pray, Lord, for the world that you have created. We'd like to see it as a world where peace and harmony reign. We ask you to give wisdom to all those who are in any way in authority in each and every land. We pray, Lord, for those in authority in our own country. Bless them and keep them strong, Lord. We thank you for our Queen. We thank you for all who serve within the royal family. We thank you for all who serve in the House of Lords and the House of Commons. Lord, give to them all your wisdom. Lord, you created a wonderful world, and We want our country to be a wonderful country. So help us, Lord, that despite the problems that we have at the moment, that we might be able to serve you and to increase your family. You've given to us, Lord, the task of being your disciples, of being your ambassadors. Help us that we may not let you down. Help us that we might be faithful in all things. And Lord, we have to confess that it's not just us telling people about your love, but they need to see you living in us. And that, Lord, can only be done by our being willing to accept the power of the Spirit working in and through us. So, Lord, have your way in our lives. Be with our families and our friends. Bless them. Meet their needs. Bless the needs of all people in our country. Lord, some have it far easier than others. And for those who it is difficult, Lord, we pray that you would lift their burdens. Let them learn how to cast those burdens upon you, Lord, so that they may know much better and fulfilling times. So, Lord, be with us. Hear our prayers. Be with us as we come to celebrate the Lord's Supper. May we do it in true sincerity, because we thank you for that tremendous sacrifice that Jesus made on our behalf. May we truly come in remembrance. We ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our reading today comes from Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 to 23. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation, if you continue in your faith, established and firm, not moved from the hope held out in the gospel. This is the gospel that you heard and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant.
2 weeks ago, we sang this song, No Apologies, because it fits very well in our theme today. I found a friend, oh such a friend.
Thank you.
July the 11th, and the title to the message, It Is All About Him. Him? Yes, it's all about Jesus. Number one, it is He alone who saves. Only Jesus can save us. One day down here in Devon, I was with guests and we were sitting by a great big lake, and not far from the beginning there was a boy swinging on a rope, and everybody was watching, and first he was laughing, he thought it was great, but then his laugh turned into cries of help. He was losing his touch and about to fall into the water. And nobody did anything because they thought he was still shouting with joy. And then just one gentleman realized, and he said, he's not enjoying it, he's crying for help. And so somebody went straight into that lake and relieved that boy, because he could hold on to that rope no longer. He was saved by the cry he made. Acts 4 verse 12. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. But you know, my friends, I think it was God that made that one man see that that boy was in trouble. He alone saves. Number two, He alone, Jesus, is head of the church. Do you know, my experience, and I say it with love, some ministers seem to have been bullies. Some will say, oh, my church is doing this and doing that. Some leaders play power games. But I ask you this, who founded the church? Who is the best to follow? Colossians 1 verse 18. He is the head of the body, the church. Then number three, we're getting through quite quickly because we're going to spend more time celebrating the Lord's Supper. So, it's all about Him. He alone saves. He alone is head of the church. Finally, number three, He alone is the one we serve. Now, what I'm going to share now, I probably shared with you before in a different context. But when I go shopping for Eunice, and I don't mean getting food and stuff, but when I go to buy her a present, an item of clothing, I always have the same problem. I know what her sizes, I know what she will like and what she won't like. I know what she'll wear and what she won't wear. We've been married for nearly 60 years. But you know, each time, when I've chosen an article and paid for it, the person serving me looks at me and says, don't forget, you can bring it back. If it's wrong size, your wife doesn't like it. Every time. No, I think I know what she wants. But you know, in the church, it is God that we are serving. It is Jesus who is head of the church. And so, we do not serve the church. Don't think you and I are serving the church. We are serving for, first and foremost, God. And for goodness sake, don't think this. We do not serve the minister of the church. We work with him. There is only one kind of leadership, and that is servant leadership. We don't serve our minister. It is God alone that we serve. Colossians 3 verse 24, it says plainly, it is the Lord Christ you are serving. So my friends, just let us remember, it's all about Jesus. For he alone saves, he alone is the head of the church. He alone is the one that we serve. And you know, when others see Christ in us, that could be the greatest testimony that we could ever give. God bless you all. And we're now going to sing More About Jesus Would I Know. Yeah, we do need to know more about him, don't we? And he needs to be seen more and more living in us. So we sing together. Come in obedience, we come quietly, not thinking of ourselves, but thinking of Jesus, thinking about how the Father sent his one and only Son into this world. Oh yes, we thank Jesus for coming, we thank you for his humility. We thank you for his teaching. We thank you for his miracles. But most of all, we think of the sacrifice he made for us by dying on the cross for our sins. It's there that he defeated sin. It is there that he was able to claim salvation for us, because he paid the price with his own body and his own blood. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for your sending him into this world. And we know, O Father, that it was a sacrifice made first by you, by letting your Son into the world and take on humanity. We thank you, Lord, that Jesus was more than just human. He is truly your Son, truly part of the Godhead. And that's why it's only him that could come into the world and save us. We know, Lord, that he was mocked, he was spat upon, he was cruelly treated, and then crucified. Jesus suffered all this for us and for us alone. How wonderful is our Saviour. He came to die and to save people just like us. And so, Lord, we give you thanks for Jesus. And as we take the bread and the wine today, we ask, Lord, that we might be truly thankful. So let us take the bread. Let us take it in remembrance that Jesus Christ died for us. And let us feed on him in our hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Jesus suffered the cruel pain. He gave his body, he gave his blood, that we might be saved. And he instituted the Lord's Supper. That's why it's called the Lord's Supper. And he did it saying, "Do this in remembrance of me." So he took the cup and he said, "This cup is the new covenant sealed by my blood. Whoever drinks it, do this," he said, "in memory of him." Let us pray. God of grace, you have called us to be your disciple people. You have gathered us to your table. Here we have tasted new wine of your kingdom. Empower us by your Spirit that we may be gospel people, sharing the good news with others. In the name of Jesus, our Saviour, we ask this prayer. Amen. Now we're going to sing "When the Music Fades." When it fades, it's still all about Jesus.
When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you.
Yeah.
Father, Son, and Spirit. Three persons in one Godhead. What a wonderful God. And may the blessing of Father, Son, and Spirit be with us and all who we know, all that we love, all that we meet, both now and forevermore. Amen.